On a rainy Tuesday night, voters from across North Texas file into the Irving Arts Center to hear from candidates in the race for Texas's 24th congressional district. Farmers Branch resident Barb Currier is a regular voter in local and national elections. She's been studying the candidates' platforms and isn't sure who she's backing just yet. But Currier says she'll support the Democratic candidate in the general election.
There's a lot of similarity, and I am on board on all of them. Health care, doing something about the guns, doing something about education, the environment, all of those issues, they're huge.
After years of Republican leadership, Texas's 24th congressional district has emerged as a key battleground in the 2020 election. The district runs from Fort Worth to Dallas, spanning several smaller cities and northern suburbs. Last year, incumbent Republican Kenny Marchant announced he would not seek re-election. Marchant did win the election in 2018, but by a shrinking margin. Now, North Texas Democrats see an opportunity to flip this historically red district. At this Democratic primary debate, six candidates take the stage. Candidate Kim Olson is a retired Air Force colonel and a top fundraiser in this race. Her campaign has now raised more than $1 million.
Do not think for a minute the Republicans are going to give up this district easily. They are going to fight us tooth and nail. And we have to have record turnout vote if we want to take this district, and that's what it takes to get this done.
Candidate Jan McDowell is a familiar face in the district. She was the Democratic nominee in both 2016 and 2018, ultimately losing both races to Kenny Marchant. McDowell says she understands complex financial issues. She says she might be the most progressive candidate in this field, but knows how to appeal to moderates.
I feel like I am the candidate of the working people in the district who want to have a voice in Washington who reflects their lives and experiences.
Meanwhile, former art director Sam Vega says he's the most progressive candidate in this race. Vega calls himself a Democratic socialist and says he'll fight for policies like Medicare for All and the Green New Deal, even if they don't have bipartisan support.
It is so obvious to so many people that things need to change, that the current system isn't working for everyone.
Candidate John Began is taking a different approach. Referencing his training as a neuroscientist, Began says he would make policy decisions rooted in evidence.
I don't worry about whether or not something is a Democratic idea or a Republican idea. I just want the best one. And if you can show me the evidence, I will gladly follow along.
Candidate Candace Valenzuela has served on the school board for the Carrollton Farmers Branch District. She's confident she can win over young people and swing voters. Valenzuela has earned endorsements from high-profile Democrats, including Senator Elizabeth Warren.
My campaign is rooted in my community and my love for it. And voters can tell that about me when I talk to them, when I talk about the coalitions I've built and the people I've reached and the policies that I've pushed forth in the school board.
Candidate Richard Fleming served on the same school board as Valenzuela. Fleming says it's important for voters to think about electability. He says the winner of this race will likely face off against Republican Beth Van Dyne. Van Dyne is a former mayor of Irving who has earned an endorsement from President Donald Trump. She's widely seen as the Republican frontrunner in this race.
And I got a similar profile as her. I'm a business owner. I'm a family man. I'm a man of faith. And so I think I got the best resume. And we have to send somebody that's going to be able to match her resume for resume.
I'm Saida Hassan in Dallas.